the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, while there have been huge celebrations in the Republican camp this week, it's been a different story at Democrat HQ. There, the blame game has really begun. But as Ian Robertson, Emeritus Professor of Psychology at Trinity College and author of How Confidence Works, points out, it's a natural human reaction. He penned this essay.
Leaving a multi-storey car park a few years back, there was a ghastly scraping sound. A rough cement corner gouged the wing of our shiny little Volkswagen Golf. I cursed the ludicrously narrow space for turning, the poor lighting, and the monstrous SUV harassing me from behind. But my passengers had a different view. I was impatient and inattentive, and this caused the damage to our lovely car. This difference in explanation is an example of what psychologists call the actor-observer effect. This means that we tend to explain our actions in terms of external or situational causes, that SUV harasser in my case, but others' actions to internal causes. My impatience, for example.
The person who should be applauded is the president who did the most selfless thing that anybody's done since George Washington. And that's true.
And so, it's poor old George Clooney's fault that we now have a sexual abuser and convicted felon leading the democratic world.
Will become the 47th President of the United States.
Apparently, handsome George is to blame for telling Joe Biden to stand down.
You know, it's very hard to let go of power.
Then there's another quirk of human thinking called the fundamental attribution error, meaning that when things go wrong, we overestimate causes inside people, for example, incompetence.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence.
And underestimate causes outside people that are not their fault at all. For example, poor systems.
I don't think he knows what he said either.
This is a feature of Western individualistic countries like the USA and Ireland. Collectivist cultures like Japan don't suffer from this mental flaw. Let's call it the blame trap. Every company and organization has fallen into this trap when dealing with something that has gone wrong. There is a force as powerful as gravity dragging people's minds to locate the person to blame.
Democrats now pointing fingers on what went wrong.
Kamala Harris did as well as she could possibly have done in 3 months of campaigning. She can't be blamed that a majority of white women voted for Trump. Joe Biden did a good job as president. He got inflation down, for example, but of course he should have stepped down sooner.
Many Democrats are pointing the blame directly at President Biden.
The president is taking heat for not dropping out earlier.
I know it's a difficult time. You're hurting. I hear you and I see you.
But, as Bill Clinton famously remarked, it's the economy, stupid.
Yes, I'm still younger than Donald Trump.
And there is no guarantee that Gavin Newsom or Josh Shapiro could have done any better than Harris, given huge levels of economic dissatisfaction. We could all do well to watch the chess masters. Good chess players turn the board round from time to time so that they get the other player's perspective on the game. Otherwise, they get stuck in one point of view. Taking this concept to the next level, a friend's father was listening to him bemoaning a bad situation at work, where he was being picked on by his boss and undermined by difficult colleagues. His dad asked him, "Well, what was your role in creating this?" It's hard to turn the chessboard, but Democrats will have to do it. Failure is a much better teacher than success, and pointing the finger is a terrible way to learn. But you know, I still blame that damned SUV driver.
That was Ian Robertson,